Hi, welcome back to Voice Notes from Bhav. I'm so glad you're here. If you've been following, you know my first episodes were about moving abroad and finding my feet in the UK, and then how friendships abroad taught me to love myself first. Today, I want to get a little more personal, and I want to talk about something every person who's lived away from home has felt at some point. Yes, that's loneliness. I want this episode to feel like a warm conversation, like you're sitting across from a friend and we're talking about the struggles, the breakthroughs, and how to cope with the moments when you feel completely alone, even in a bustling city. When I first arrived in the UK, it was Christmas 2018, and my very first thought was, why is it so quiet? Back home in India, the streets were alive, like traffic, people talking, shops open late. There were always some kind of sound, like life is happening. But here, everything felt muted, like by 6 p.m. the streets were empty, the shops were closed, the silence felt cold, like almost scary. I remember going to the local shops without a bag, a rookie mistake, and coming home with a month's worth of groceries, like my fingers raw from carrying heavy plastic bags. And that's when it hit me back home, like I'd been so well taken care of. I'd never cooked or bought groceries for myself, and suddenly I was hit with the homesickness so strong that I cried myself to sleep, missing family terribly. Yeah, like usual. And I kept reminding myself so, because I chose this life for a better career. And if I'm missing home, I can't waste this opportunity, and I have to make the best out of it. However, the ache didn't go away, especially during the festivals. Like, my phone would light up with photos, videos of family gatherings, and I'd be sitting alone in the flat, sipping coffee, watching this, and feeling so distant and disconnected. But it is what it is, you know. It just takes some time to get adjusted, but this is something you always feel alone and we don't talk about it. To cope, I threw myself into the university life, and I spent long hours there, like finishing assignments early, avoiding time alone in my flat so I don't have to think about home or miss people. I spent a lot of time in the university. Like, in a funny way, homesickness made me academically stronger. And I had nothing else to focus on, obviously, so why not? I put all the focus on studies. That's what I did back then. And after that, I tried to make friends online. And I met a few people for coffee, and for a while, it felt really nice. But when they moved to another city, the connections slowly faded in a way that we are no longer connected. Even though they moved to other cities, there is no hype, nothing, no conversations over the phone or anything at all. It's like completely ended kind of thing, and so it's just faded away. And that's when I started feeling drained. Like, I put so much effort into someone and who no longer had room for me now. So seeing their happy social media posts, it's good, you're meeting other people, that's fine, but that added to my emptiness eventually. After seeing and watching a lot of it, I unfollowed them for my own peace of mind, the best decision to do. And that's when I realized not every connection is worth investing your energy. From that moment on, I decided to invest in myself first. Solo time, solo dates, and self-care, these were my priority, the best. My first solo date was nerve-wracking, sitting alone at a cafe, just me and my thoughts, but it felt amazing. I felt free, independent, and happy in my own company. I don't have to wait for someone else's schedule to say, are you okay to come for a coffee, this, that. You don't have to plan anything. You just need to get ready the way you want to, pick your favorite coffee spot, and just go and spend time for yourself. And I even started filming my solo adventures as memories and a record of my own joy, and started posting them on social media for fun. And looking back at those videos, I realized something, that I could make myself happy and I could be my own best company. And after that came the gym, the game changer. So I had no idea what I was doing initially. I didn't book a trainer or took a class. I just walked in, figured out the machines. Maybe it looked like a little foolish or even made a fool out of myself, but I didn't care because I'm there for a reason and I really do want to. But maybe if you are trying to go, maybe you could book a trainer or go for classes. But I didn't do any of that back then and just tried to figure it by myself. And slowly I created my own workouts from Instagram videos. So I used to look up for Instagram these people who inspire me with their bodies, and they actually give a good break of workouts that they do. So from those videos I picked the workouts for myself and actually designed my own gym schedule and the workout schedule, and I started seeing results. Actually, my confidence soared, and the gym didn't just change my body, to be honest, it changed my mindset, and I felt stronger than ever. And yes, I think that was the best investment at the right time. And next, the journaling. That was another thing that I started for mental clarity, because my nights were very hard because thoughts I avoided during the day would just flood in. Work, stress, people who hurt me, everything, to be honest, I bottled up, used to like hit me all at once when I tried to go to bed to sleep. So I started journaling at that point, pouring my thoughts onto the paper, so it became my therapy. It's like I gave time to those thoughts and, you know, I let it out and I'm free from it. So slowly this thought lost their power over me. And journaling alongside with the gym became the biggest game changers in my life. And they helped me grow stronger, calmer, and more grounded. So how do you cope? How did I cope with loneliness abroad? Here's what I learned. It's okay to cry and miss home. It means you love deeply. And not every friendship will last, and that's okay. Invest in yourself, like try solo dates, explore new hobbies, take care of your body and mind. Even if you have a best friend, boyfriend, husband, or any loved ones, always carve out time just for yourself. Solo dates and solo adventures aren't selfish. They are how you truly get to know yourself and grow. Loneliness is real, but it doesn't have to break you. It can be the reason you become stronger than ever. So if you have felt lonely abroad, you're not alone. Share your story with me. It could be on Instagram, you can DM me, or you can just put a comment here. And I'd love to hear how you coped. And maybe we can remind each other that even in our solitude, we are connected. And thank you for listening. And remember, investing in yourself is never wasted. Until next time, take care of yourself, find joy in your own company, and embrace the journey, even if it feels lonely sometimes. Until then, bye.